I'm Emma Greed, host of Aspire with Emma Greed, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So grateful for San Francisco Bay Coffee today. I'm already halfway through my first thermos.
Is that right?
I just have been
what a day
sucking it down. It's been a weird, good. It's good. I'm on the fog chaser still, but I have that, I think it's the Bay Bridge blend, which is the medium roast too. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed that as well. But it's been just, the time change does F with you. Mm-hmm. It's such a, like last
ritual.
Night.
Ritual.
Yes.
That's over and over. No new story here. Same thing.
I know. It's crazy. And now all of a sudden everything shifted. Although yesterday at 6:30, which is actually 5:30 last week. I did feel like, okay, I'm ready for bed. I got in bed. I fall asleep pretty quickly. And then I wake up and I'm laying in the dark, in the total and complete darkness.
Pitch black. By design.
Yes. And I'm like, did I miss my alarm? Like, you know how you start to kind of question yourself? It's the dark of night. And I'm like, what time is it? Do I have to get up at 2? Do I get up? Confusion. So I reach over and I touch my iPad and it lights up to tell me the time.
It's 8:30.
It's 12:30.
Okay. Well,
which was great.
Means you got some.
I'm like, I got some and I've got 2.5 hours left to go. So I went back to sleep.
Good for you. Yeah.
But it's just, I hate that feeling of like, I feel like something's a little bit off all week. So luckily I've got San Francisco Bay Coffee to get me through. I'm floating on it today. Jumpstart MD is our sponsor this hour. Start your weight loss. Let's try that again. Edit that out in post. Start your weight loss journey with Jumpstart MD. Mention radio and you'll get started for only $20.26. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Our phone number is 800-400-3697 and you can email us anytime, sarahandvinnyradio@gmail.com. And if you've got a bad advice, if you've been thinking about it, do it. I'm just looking for something, you know, with some oomph for tomorrow. I like a Friday show with a little bit of oomph in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad advice, 973@gmail.com.
It'd be nice to have a stocked cabinet of people to save.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I keep every email, too. So I look back through them because sometimes I do want to. It's like, oh, this reminds me of that other one and put them together. All right, so the story, and by the way, my computer just hates me today. So if at any time I just go, well, that's it, because that's all I can access.
I'll just start doing news right away.
Sounds great, Vinny.
Okay.
Janet and Jermaine Jackson got into a fight at the screening of the Michael Jackson biopic.
In front of everybody?
In front of everybody. Apparently it wasn't just the Jacksons at the screening party. It was a big old screening party.
Boy.
I did put the trailer. I think I put the trailer up again today, but I've posted it a couple times and it does look good. I mean, visually speaking, like feel how you want to about Michael Jackson. Before we all knew that he was like a kiddie guy. He made some music that is totally woven into the fabric of my life. Like that off the wall record. I listened to it until I had to buy another copy of it. Like he's Thriller, of course, that whole record as well. You know,
those songs still stand up.
They're incredible. And he was an incredibly talented and twisted person.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, you know, some people are twisted. Some people's families twist them. And so the rest of us are just totally normal. So the biopic is this is the one that was like sanctioned by the family. I think the family actually footed the bill for the making of this thing. And it stars Jafar Jackson's I think that's the kid's name, right? Jermaine's son, Jafar, plays Michael in the movie. And he doesn't look exactly like him, but they did some prosthetics, and he does dance like him. Like, just some of the long shots that they show in the trailer, you're like, Jesus, that guy really did capture the essence of the way Michael moved and the coolness.
Is a family member the director?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I think Jermaine is an executive producer of it.
Okay, but so he's over everyone's shoulder going, no.
Probably.
No.
Well, and I'm sure that members of the family were, I think they paid for the movie to be made. They paid mm-hmm. for the production costs. And but I think they hired a real crew of people.
Yeah, I think the only people who seem to be upset are Janet and in Paris. She's like, I wasn't consulted for it. And I'm like, you weren't even born yet. How are you?
Right. They weren't going to consult you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Janet is pissed about it, apparently. Everyone loved it in the movie theater. Like, yay, what a great movie. Everybody but Janet. And because of that, there was a huge argument that broke out. So after the movie ends, Janet started griping about everything. Like, I guess as they're all milling about. I don't know what kind of screening this is. Maybe just like the family and friends. But there's a source who reported this whole thing. The source says, she had something negative about almost every scene, the acting, the makeup, how the actors spoke, even how they walked. And that pissed off Jermaine because his son Jafar is playing Michael in the movie.
And in the clips, he looks great.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like Michael. He dances like Michael.
Well, what I think is she should have been involved in the movie if she wanted it to look a certain way. Get involved. Was she involved?
I apparently not.
I mean, if Jermaine did all the work,
right,
then everything she's saying is
here's the movie.
Him.
Stop it. Right. You're pooping on me. You're pooping on my kid.
And you could have showed up and had opinions along the way, or maybe she couldn't have. I don't know. But I feel like after the fact, it's that horse is that movie's edited and done.
Yeah. This is the movie. Deal with it.
I don't know. That's
yes. It's not Michael. It's a guy playing Michael.
I don't does anybody know how close they were, Michael and Janet?
I think they were really close.
Really?
Didn't they? Yeah, I think so. I mean, actually, how would I know that? They did some songs together. They had at least one song that was like kind of a hit. I remember
when they
the
were
video.
Kids or
no,
later?
No, later.
Oh, okay. I don't know how close.
I don't know.
I could see if someone's showing you your brother and their idea of who he is, and you're like, that's not the guy.
Yeah.
I can see you having or taking issue with it.
It privately.
I mean,
at the screening with all the people who just enjoyed the movie.
Once you're known and have had a few incidents, I would think you sort of get with that program. Like, we can't do this here.
Right.
Everyone is watching and listening.
Right.
Meet me in the bathroom or whatever.
I got some stuff to tell you.
According to Reddit, they were closest children, but in the 80s, their relationship started to... As he got more popular, they got less close.
Oh, and I wonder if, also all the stuff he was up to. Like, she didn't understand why he had to build a playground at his... Not even a playground, like a theme park at his house for the children of the world.
Well, she...
They had to know.
No, I will say his fame was, like, out of this world fame. So you could say, I'm not defending this dude, trust me. But you could say, I'm so famous that if I want to go to a theme park, I've got to have my own.
Mm.
Abso-freaking-lutely. You know, I can't go anywhere. If I want to ride a Ferris wheel, I got to buy one.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm going to...
It's a spectacle. I can't move through it. I'll be mobbed. He was already famous and the Jackson 5 were famous and he was famous. But when Thriller came out, and MTV, every song was on there. Like, that was probably fame on a level that, 12 people have experienced. Like, he was internationally known. Mm-hmm. There was no place he could go, and he did need, and he was messed up. Like, we've all heard that his dad was a terrible father and screwed him up, and we know all the allegations the years.
And look, I can't get into what people, he destroyed his, he was a good looking dude and he destroyed his face on purpose.
Yeah.
Like those pictures of him as a young man, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
So that he was warped inside to the extent that his nose was a disaster.
And he was fine. He had a fine nose.
No, I mean, even if he wanted to do the one surgery and go, okay, I'm good, but he continued to do it.
Right.
You know, it's like those.
More and more and more. There's no stopping. Once you get going, it's like tattoos. You get covered in them.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So after everything's over.
Will you watch this?
I don't know. I probably won't.
I don't think I will.
I might. Maybe.
I will.
All right. You let me know if I should watch it. I certainly am a fan. I am a fan of his art. Of him. It's funny because even though I do still listen to Michael Jackson music, I never listen to it without thinking of that he's allegedly done really terrible things to children. So maybe I shouldn't listen to it, but it's so good. You're living off the wall. It's so bad at all. Anyway. Janet's griping about everything, saying the acting and the makeup and everyone looks terrible. And that did not sit well with Jermaine, whose son Jafar plays Michael in this movie. And I think it's called Michael. That's the name of it. So the Jackson family gathered in L.A. at this screening. And they started arguing right there, like in front of everyone. She had her little comments to make. And finally, Jermaine just blew up. You are going to miss this wave. You are so jealous. Just get on the wave, man. Woman. Michael is in theaters next month on April 24th. So there's that. You don't think you'll see it, do you?
I will not watch that.
Yeah.
And I don't. I was there. Right. I know the story because I was there.
We just know the public story. But what will the family try to portray as reality?
A glossy, perfected version of what went down.
Yeah. I wonder if the other kids, well, Jermaine specifically, the kids in the family, also realize what a terrible person Joe Jackson was, the dad, not the mother singer. That he, you know, I've heard horror stories about this guy. Like, will that be part of this thing?
I don't know how far into the movie they get to the point where he bought some lady's womb and kept having kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be a weird thing.
Well, he didn't have any kids in it, but.
Well, you know what I mean.
There were some kids
he paid her for
to give
the
him
womb,
some children.
And then I don't know.
These are my children. I'll have them all my life.
Was his, or if he found a friend who could donate some.
They sure don't look like him.
You don't think so? Oh, I think they're the spitting image, all three of them.
How are you going to show that?
I know. I don't know how far they'll go. Like, I don't know how far into later in life. Or does it end when his hair catches on fire in the Pepsi commercial? Or is it?
It's so weird. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. I don't want to see
I have to admit, I do have a morbid curiosity. Like, what does the family think should be told in this story? All right. Let's eat the headlines. The whole story's right there in the lead, but if you're still hungry, you can have more. Oh. I forgot about the sound effects. Feel like we could cut that in half. Just like a quick waka 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 waka.
Done.
Harrison Ford. Too long. Harrison Ford, 83, makes rare sex confession in playful new interview with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I'll hear that.
Okay. I thought you might. Harrison Ford admitted to listening to some of his famous film soundtracks when he's having sex. He was asked the question. He said, of course I have.
Like Star Wars?
And Indy.
Okay. I can't say that I...
He didn't clarify which of them, but he... And maybe he's just trying to get us. Of course I have. Imagine that.
Well, one of the funniest things I think, and I shouldn't be surprised by it. This happened 100 years ago. It's probably not even true, but we had some lady call us after a comedian had been on our show and then had promoted this event.
You want to say his name?
I don't want to, but you can.
We've said it before.
It was Jay Moore.
Yeah. And his,
her story was that he brought her home to his room.
Yeah. Whatever apartment he or hotel room that he had while he was doing his comedy.
And put the movie that he's in, Jerry Maguire, on the TV. And then they did it.
With the with that going in the background.
And I have trouble believing it, but I also believe it. Well,
I love it.
So people do things that, you know, in the end, I guess we're all just trying to seal the deal.
Right.
And he's throwing anything he can at it.
Will the Indiana Jones soundtrack help me to close this?
Put it over the top. Will it make it happen?
Or
because
the, the Empire. Dum, 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 dum,
sure.
Dum,
that's,
dum.
That's also a great soundtrack. I guess you want something that starts kind of slow, eases you in, and then builds and builds and builds till finally there's a climax. And then they wrap the movie up at the end.
Tinkling
sound.
Is it wrong if Ally McBeal says, oh, Indy? Is that wrong?
No, definitely not. They're still married. They've been married quietly for a really long time.
Put the hat on.
How
please,
old?
Put the hat on for me.
Oh, yeah, and get the whip.
Yeah, get that whip.
Get your lightsaber or your... Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
What's that thing?
Phaser?
Whatever it is.
Is that what it's called?
Gun. Laser gun.
Right, death ray, whatever. How old is that? They have a kid named Homer. How old is that kid now? They've been together...
A long time.
Yeah, but it was since we got here. Well, I guess it could have been 30 years, right?
Yeah, they weren't together when she was Ally McBeal.
No.
So it's been...
It's been a minute.
I'm going to say he's 12 years old.
I'm going to say he's 15.
Okay. Wait. Who knows? If you don't know, who knows?
Well, he's looking it up. I told him to look up the age.
Oh, I'm only finding Liam.
Oh, is that his name? Liam?
Yeah, Liam. Okay. Liam Flockhart Ford is 25.
How is that possible?
Is there a picture there?
Does he look like them? He's 25. Oh, he's a guitar player. That's he's got a bunch of other kids.
Yeah.
Liam is the one, that is
the
name.
That's the oldest one, yeah.
Yeah.
There's.
Wait, they have five kids together? I don't think so. Do they?
I think this is Homer. With her.
I think I might have that name wrong. I think I might have the name wrong.
Why?
Because I think Liam does sound right.
Okay.
I was thinking Homer. I don't know why I'm thinking of Homer.
Well, the dude's 83 and has been famous since he was in his late 20s. So.
Not surprising. He's got a bunch of kids running around.
He's got Benjamin, Willard, Malcolm, Liam. It says they have five children, but there's no listing for the fifth one.
Mm.
Maybe they didn't make it.
Maybe. All right. Well, we wound up eating the story. So
that was a good story.
Thanks. Thank you, Harrison Ford. It really wasn't even a story. It's like he says he listens to the soundtrack. Boom. End of story. too long. Four of them.
I'll take it.
Dicka, 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 dicka. That's what I want. Thank you. You're the best. Oh, it's coming up in the news.
Among other things, feats of strength.
Oh, I love those.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you to my sister, Tina, the Tina Taco. Calista Flockhart has not given birth to any children. She adopted her son Liam in 2001, raised him, and married actor Harrison Ford, who adopted him after their marriage in 2010. So now we have it straight.
That is pretty cool.
You remember Anne Heche? I think her kid was named Homer.
And you just put that together now.
It just popped into my head because I'm like, why Homer? I'm like, I think that Anne Heche is.
Or was that her husband? No.
His name was Coley LaFoon.
Yes.
Great name. Best name ever.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, it's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. And please enjoy a cup of San Francisco Bay coffee with us. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show over on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioLS973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Women's History Month is here, and we're honoring Hattie Hyman Hughes, who over 30 years ago helped establish the Fremont Bank Foundation.
All right, Hattie Hyman Hughes.
Today, her legacy thrives as the foundation supports and celebrates organizations that uplift women across our Bay Area communities. Find out more at FremontBank.com/giving. Fremont Bank, thank you.
Mm.
Today is National Girl Scout Day.
Oh.
While we...
Is it, so it must be Girl Scout cookie season. I have not run into any Girl Scouts. I have not had a Samoa yet this year.
But you will.
Well, I hope to.
At some point.
I mean, I have to leave my house probably. I don't like to do that.
What does that mean?
It means...
Oh, I mean...
Unless they come to my front door. Why are they not knocking on doors anymore?
Usually that happens here in the building.
I know. Dave, this old engineer that we used to have, Dave, would come by with his daughter's order list, and we'd all sign up for cookies, and a huge box of cookies would show up.
Yep.
So good.
Oh.
Yeah. Bring home my Thin Mints, put them in the freezer. So delicious.
We are sitting ducks, Girl Scouts, so, you know.
Yeah.
Get us.
Get past security here and come on up. Good luck.
That's probably a wrong thing to say.
A good mission for you.
All right.
You get a badge for that.
The sneaky badge. Yeah. Sneaky spy badge.
The evading security badge.
Stalker badge.
I don't want to see Girl Scouts when I look out the 10th, 9th, what floor are we on? The 10th floor window to see the weather. And there's a Girl Scout.
With a group of balloons. Like, I've got cookies out here.
You know, I didn't think balloons, but that's the best picture.
Well, because they're kids, you know.
Right.
Kids love balloons.
They don't have those suction
cup
things.
We all float down here.
Tom
Cruise
used in the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah. They're so light. Little girls, they could just wear like suction cup gloves. They could just right up the side. So strong, the children.
Yesterday was International No Smoke or Quit Smoking Day. Something like that.
It wasn't the Great American Smoke Out. That's
no,
no. thing.
Right.
But this was the day to quit smoking.
This is the weird thing that I'm about to share with you because I'm not always sure it's a good idea. And we've heard these stories. I think it was Billy Idol who recently said, to quit heroin, he started smoking crack.
Yes.
You saw that story?
Yes.
Did we do that here?
We did.
Is that why? Okay.
Yes.
So that's one of those where you go, I'm not sure that was, you just changed problems.
Right.
Well, you remember what I told Greg Baldwin when he was getting on meth was maybe you should go back to cocaine to get him off the meth.
I don't remember that. Why?
Yeah, I don't remember
Baldwin
that either.
Baldwin told that story. Yeah.
Oh, that was your good advice?
That was my addict advice to another addict because I didn't like his drug of choice anymore.
Meth is horrible, but I would think if you're on heroin, literally anything is better than that, right?
Crack.
I mean,
it's pretty addictive too.
Right, but then there you are. Maybe you're better equipped to handle that problem than you are the other.
I know I've read a few stories about famous people who've had to quit heroin, and one of the people I read about just went, all I'm going to do is alcohol. And they found out the hard way that will ruin you as good, if not worse, than some of these others because of the availability everywhere.
And yes.
No matter where you go, there's that.
And even if you don't really drink heavily, you're just exposed to it. You watch a football game and then don't want a beer. Try it. Like, they just make it look so great.
Mm-hmm. So if you've struggled to kick your smoking habit, I don't know if this is the right move, but a new study's found psychedelics like magic mushrooms can help people quit smoking.
Oh boy. Why is that? What do they say? It's just use that and you'll be so worried about tripping that you're not thinking about your cigs.
A trial was done at Johns Hopkins University, and it compared people who experimented with magic mushrooms to those who tried nicotine patches. So these are the two ways these people are trying to quit.
Mm.
People who'd taken just one dose of psilocybin, which is the
active ingredient,
the tripper ingredient in the mushrooms, had more than 6 times greater odds of quitting cigarettes than others who relied on the nicotine substitute.
Well, you're still addicted to nicotine. Even with a patch on, you're getting fed.
This was all done in a controlled environment under observation.
So it wasn't like they just said, here's your psilocybin, off to work.
I don't know if this is the move, but I only did mushrooms as a kid, and I only got them in, not a kid, but you know what I mean, a teenager or whatever. And it was, I had fun, but I will also say, like, that is sketchy stuff.
Yeah. It's very prevalent now.
I've heard,
pill form. They're like,
see,
it's like, just take the pill. It's like, you just feel happy. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm afraid.
The stuff I did was like a little baggie of sawdust.
Right. Gross. And disgusting
really
tasting.
You didn't like getting it down, but once you did, you know, a good time was had by all, except that, yeah, you're seeing things.
Yeah.
You're tripping.
Mm.
It's not for me. I know people, I grew up with people, I should say. I'm not. That did that stuff regularly.
Yeah.
And
they liked life with a little edge.
That was way more than I was capable of functioning with. Like,
it's funny.
I'm going to fifth period. On that?
Yeah.
Oh, in school. Oh.
What?
I know. It really is. It's funny. There's like, it's even kind of funny that you weren't like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. You know?
I really did have, strangely.
Your future addictions.
I know, but strangely, I liked being at school and didn't really want trouble.
I feel like I sometimes want to get messed up, and then I'm messed up and I'm like, all I want is just to be sober right now. I want to be straight. I want this to be over. And I just know that if I did something that, you know, like people microdose LSD, they microdose these mushrooms. I'm like, I don't need to live a life where the edges are a little frazzled. Did a teddy bear just walk by? Like, it's not. I just don't want that. I like to, maybe I'm a control freak. I want things to be the way I want them to be. They need to fit into my parameters. And I really feel like my parameters would be way too wavy on that. Yikes.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Please lay them on me.
About 3% of births result in twins.
3%?
3%.
That's a lot. A lot of twins out there.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with twins in your school?
Yeah.
I did too. Two dudes.
You know, tragically, do you remember I think it was called thalidomide, which they would give to some women during pregnancy for nausea, and it would they would have like arm deformations and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do.
Like
know
a lot
about
of kids
that.
in the that I grew up with, I knew a few people who had that. One of the twins was complete, and the other had 2 fingers on one hand and a shortened arm. And that was, and so like identical twins. They looked identical.
Except one got a raw deal. Oh.
Have you noticed twins are usually good looking?
Are they good looking because there's two in there? So there's an interest factor, because I definitely think that they get attention, but aren't necessarily better looking than an average person. It's like those the Wonder Twins on HGTV. I'm like, those guys are not attractive, but they're twins, and so they got famous doing their construction.
No, one guy landed that hot
I know.
Actress.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just all the twins I grew up with were good-looking kids. Like,
I didn't notice that, no. Mm.
They're regular people, but it's super interesting because they're twins.
Some of the names Disney considered for 7 dwarfs include Chesty, Tipsy, Jumpy, Dirty, Sleazy, and Awful.
Oh, I want Sleazy. Sleazy.
I want Tipsy. That would have been kind of funny.
Hey, Snow White. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, oops. I found myself in your bed, baby. Sorry about that. It's comfortable. It's okay if I stay.
The necktie.
Yeah.
Was invented in Croatia.
Oh.
Their troops wore them as part of their uniforms in the 1600s.
Oh.
And when the French saw them, they liked them so much that the neckties started selling in France almost immediately.
We're not going to kill you. We will adopt your beautiful new look.
Ties are weird. Like, they just don't make, you know, like, I don't get why you have to wear them. They serve no purpose.
Well, they are just tradition.
People of a certain age believe you dress like a grown-up, and that includes a tie.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And yet, I own one tie, and it's the one I wore to my wedding.
Mm. Oh, it's not a clip-on?
No, it was a real tie.
Black?
No. I think it's a blue pattern kind of thing.
And so you need to make sure all your dress clothes match that.
It's the one tie I own, and I wore it 6 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know how long it's been.
2019. You're good. I think this is your seventh anniversary this year.
I feel like we've been together 17 years. It doesn't like I'm not going to celebrate 6 years when it's been 17.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you guys don't celebrate your anniversary?
We do.
Oh.
We celebrate our 17th anniversary, not our 6th anniversary.
You did get married right around the time that you met. Because I actually have in my calendar the day that Vinny met his wife. So let me go to July and tell you exactly what day. Vinny's first date with future wife.
Yeah.
Repeats yearly.
Yeah, that's the day.
What's the day?
It's in the summer.
It's July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then we got married. I think the weekend ended up being the 20th or something. But it was right around there. Anyway. Ties.
Invented in Croatia.
Right. St. Lucia.
Yes.
Is the only country in the world named after a real life woman. Her name, it was named after St. Lucie of Syracuse by the French.
Oh.
Who were the island's first European settlers.
Is St. Lucia in the Caribbean? Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I asked. That's what I thought. But there's a few, because there's like a few Saint Islands down there.
Yeah. St. Croix.
St. Thomas.
Yep. St. Fort Bart's. Lauderdale.
Feats of strength.
Oh, feats of strength. Lay them on me. Come on.
In the olden days.
Yes.
You might remember, and he was around here too. Jack LaLanne was a guy who would do feats of strength. One of his famous bits was he tied a ship to himself and went swimming around the bay or something like that.
Oh. Huh.
Like he was a dude.
Yeah, he wouldn't just swim. He was like, I'm going to be tugging this boat.
He was out promoting physical fitness. That was his thing. And he had gyms. They've clearly gone under since because there's no more Jack LaLanne fitness products or places.
Right.
But
he was an old man promoting some of that stuff too. Right. Like he lived a long time and was always in peak physical condition.
There's a 50-year-old kickboxer named John Stevenson.
Okay.
Who's become the first person in the UK to pull a 4,000-pound car with his man area.
Oh.
Oh. Like connect.
I can picture it.
Like stem and berries or just.
Well, it would have to be the whole thing because the berries would hold it in place.
After he did the feat of strength, pulling a 4,000-pound car with his man area, he said, when I had finished, my plums were bright purple, but I'm firing on all cylinders.
And then everything got gangrene and fell off.
Oh.
Oh. They don't say.
Why would you do this? I mean, we are talking about you. That is true. They were purple. Like that. And that's not even a muscle. That's not a feat of strength. That's just a feat of stupidity.
They say here, how did he do it? They think he had a tow rope attached to a silk scarf that was tied around his man zone.
Oh, God.
And he pulled the car more than 160 feet. They also said.
Was he walking backwards?
I don't.
Or did it? Or was there like a.
Pole
under the
would
legs?
Lead me to believe that he was walking backwards.
Yeah.
But you're right. He could have.
Tucked.
No, he had to go walk backwards.
Oh. What, like, why?
I'll tell you. Okay. Why?
Yes, why,
you ask?
I ask.
Yes.
John is using any publicity he gets to raise awareness for men's mental health issues and to encourage people to look after themselves.
I think he needs some
help. Says, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and ask for help if you think you need it. A lot of men don't, and they feel like they've got an ego to maintain.
But men who talk heal.
That's good.
That is true. That's good. I mean, unless you've just already talked something to death. And then at that point, it's like, you know what might help me feel better? Not talking about this anymore.
Mm.
You know.
Yes, I do know.
If you've ever been in one of those, like, this again? Ah, we really can't solve this problem. Let's just not.
Right. Let's just accept that we have this problem.
This is who we are.
We'll live around this problem.
Right. John is a man. There are other people who've done this, they say. There's a guy in China who does this kind of stuff.
Oh,
he's known as Iron Crotch.
Mm.
And he's even pulled a 10,000-pound military helicopter with his man zone.
Oh, this guy needs to step up his game. What do you say, 4,000-pound car?
Yeah, it seems, you know, that's weak.
You got wimping junk.
John Stevenson.
Yeah.
John.
And there you are doing this. And everyone and everything's looking all yanked and terrible, and it's nothing looks good, and it's also right out there for all to see. Like I just feel like
there's something
you should have just gone and talked about it with someone.
There's something going on there, because I just really don't think you put yourself at risk like that. You just don't.
Right.
Why would you even do it in the first? What did he pull the first time? A wagon?
Right. I've been practicing.
A wagon with a brick in it?
Ugh. 20 bricks? 50 bricks?
You would have to train. You're right.
John is training in the front yard again. John!
Put yourself away. No one wants to see your junk. Gross. It's busy.
Maybe they put a bag over it. And...
Oh, I don't doubt that it's not on full display.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm totally picturing it.
I don't know. I don't have a picture of it, but I still think it's one of those, like, honestly.
Just drape a washcloth over it or something.
I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Maddie has those.
Some folks were texting in. If you're on YouTube, the cameras are all fixed, and Sarah's no longer blurry. So there you go.
I prefer to be blurry.
I know you do.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
It's all fixed up there, though. Bob's at Whistler, by the way.
Yes, Bob is having fun.
510, Jacqueline was from Alameda.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a guy who did a bunch of those feats of strength here in the Bay Area.
One of them, 415 says, was he towed a rowboat to Alcatraz. He swam to Alcatraz and towed a rowboat. That's fun.
He might have done one of those things in like Long Beach, but he pulled a ship or swam with a ship. It's one of the, he's one of those guys. Like,
once you get the ship going, though, that's not as impressive.
What are you talking about?
It's on the water.
How
it's floating.
Could you ever
floating.
Get that going, though? That's
just
the
swim.
Point.
Just swim and swim. It's physics.
You ever tried to pull a person, you know, or...
Yeah, it's
I mean,
a
that's
lot.
That's hard.
Well, that's because they're trying to climb on top of you. Be careful saving people from drowning. They will drown you.
415, there's another Homer. Richard Gere's son is named Homer.
Yes!
As well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. 707, microdosing mushrooms can have the same effects as ketamine, and is a better alternative, especially if it is being used to help someone work through trauma and trying to rewire their brain.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs of any of that stuff.
Me either.
At all.
This is morbid. 510, twins start consuming themselves at the second trimester.
What?
Like, you ever heard
what
of
does that
a
mean?
Twin absorbing another twin?
No, yes, in a Stephen King book. Mm. Yeah, I heard that in a Stephen King book.
Well, it happens.
I don't know if
they
it does.
They absorb by the time you're in the second trimester, they're their
There's
own little things, right?
It's the text. I didn't come up with that.
No, I'm blaming you for that.
Okay. and then 408, we had a few sets of twins in our high school, and one pair were so cute, they made it onto a Double Mint gum commercial.
Oh,
yeah.
Double the flavor, double the fun with a delicious stick of bubble mint gum.
In 707, in my high school at Pinole Valley, we had at least a dozen set of twins in a graduating class of 87 and 88.
Oh, wow. Is Pinole a really huge high school, or did they just have an inordinate number of twins?
I think they had an inordinate
what?
Number of twins. Inorbitant, you know.
Sure, inorbitant. Let's go with that. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
When we come back, did you go to a movie theater last year?
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice, 97.3.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.